My name is Diane Wilkerson.
Oh.
Respect. Yeah.
I am so overwhelmed with the presentation. I think it's wonderful. And I think that this last few minutes of conversation, in my opinion, are the biggest issue, kind of the elephant in the room, that we are really just not talking about. When I go to the public hearings, I was actually at the first one in Suffolk in February, and I heard the presenters sit there and talk about how important inclusion and diversity was to them. I think it's safe to say they've said it at every single meeting. This is my second No Boston meeting, and the audience and participants looks very similar to the Pro Olympics. Yesterday, and by the way, you all know that there's been all kinds of complaints about the initial team, so they shook it up, moved one very rich white guy out, and brought in three new rich white guys. New old rich white guys, I should say.
And they're worth more money.
Right. And so yesterday, the governor and the legislative leadership hired a group in Cambridge to do an economic analysis. I went online, all white people. This is so crazy to me, because the one stat that everybody does know is that this city is 53% minority, people of color. So none of this is making sense at all to me. I think that whether you're for or against, I can't even imagine that there are people who really get up in the morning and say, "Ooh, I want to do an Olympics." But my position has been from the beginning that if we're going to do this, somebody's got to be over there waving, "What about us?" And that's really the role that I've had from day one. What about us? And the reason why this is so important is because the governor is the governor. Because 10,000 people of color from Roxbury, Worcester, and Springfield voted for him. That's how he beat the Democratic nominee. The mayor of the city of Boston is the mayor, because after the two, Conley and Walsh, split one side of the city and the other, 4,000 people in Roxbury, Dorchester, and Mattapan elected Marty Walsh as the mayor. So my position has been, it really doesn't matter what all the white people say. The decision, whether we have it or not, is going to be decided, for the most part, I believe, in Roxbury, Dorchester, and Mattapan. Because they're spending all this money. You know, I've never seen any poll that said 50% of people of color support it. In fact, what I saw was the article 2 weeks ago, I don't know how many of you saw it, that said, "Does anybody care what the people of color think? Because nobody's asking them." And they make up the majority. And so the reason this is so important is you've said it. I'm in the third, halfway through the preparation of my thesis. I'm doing my thesis on whether displacement and dispossession of the poor and racial and ethnic minorities is inevitable for Olympic host cities.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And as a result of that, I've read everything that you've done. This is so absolutely frightening to me, because we talk about the debt, we talk about the money, but the one thing, even more than the lack of inclusion for minority and women-owned businesses, is every single Olympics, Summer Olympics, because that's really where you have to go into urban settings. Okay, for the snow, they go out in the country somewhere. But the Summer Olympics, every single one we've had has had that characteristic in common, and that is major displacement. The only difference is numbers and degree. So I don't think we'll ever get to as bad as the favelas, where the military is executing the evictions. They knock on your door, you got a half an hour to get out, and they're carrying rifles. I'm concerned about the guys with all the suitcases full of money, because the end result is going to be violent, no matter how you cut it. And so somehow, and I would say for both sides that support it and oppose it, you've got to figure out a way to include the people who are going to be most impacted by this. And I would say that the one advantage that you have, at least you're talking about them. At least you're talking about them. You know, Rich Davies mad with me, so, you know, so
he's
surprise.
Mad. He's mad at you?
Yes, surprise.
Well,
surprise,
congratulations.
Surprise. Right, I'm saying it out loud. I really don't care, because my position is that if you're serious about inclusion, then why are there no people, not why are there no black people in any senior position in the decision making? Why, even when you blew it up and put a whole new team together, it didn't occur to you to put some diversity on the decision-making power? And no one on that board has any experience whatsoever in creating a real plan for inclusion. And my fear is what you just said. I mean, so I don't have the luxury of saying no, and I don't want anything to do with it. So it's about if by chance, and I think what you said is real, there's a whole lot of energy that we don't even see getting put into delivering this for Boston. So we can't assume, if we execute everything that you said, that it's going to be a no. So my issue and concern is, what if it's a yes? Because we can't start the conversation about inclusion in 2017. You think they were not listening now. They won't even look this way 3 years from, 2 years from now. So that's really my comment, my challenge, my statement. It's not happening. The one thing we know, absolutely certain, there's going to be major displacement. It's happening now. I live in Roxbury. I pay just under $3,000 a month for rent.
Oh, my God.
All right? And that's because I had to move to another apartment because the place I was going to be $3,700 a month. That's the reality. There's no way you can have events in Franklin Park and not have a security perimeter that extends past at least the people who live on Seaver Street. There's no way they're going to let those folks be walking in out of Seaver Street, riding in and out of Seaver Street. Well, so where are they going to go? See, we're not even having those conversations. No one has said a word, and that's why I don't really get this. Like, that's the one thing we know is the displacement. It starts now. You see the gentrification. You see the moving out. I don't know where they're going to go. You talked about Atlanta. Not only did they do criminalization, but they gave like 3,000 one-way tickets to Augusta, bus tickets to Georgia. Mm-hmm. And like for the homeless people, never come back. If they could have kept them all in jail during the entire tickets. Olympics, they were going to. The housing rights folks took them to federal court and said to the judge, let them out. So we can't have those people walking around the streets while we have an Olympics. So it's real. This is not like a maybe, kind of, you know, whatever.
You.
But we got to do something. We got to do something. Because this is not Boston. What I see over there is not Boston.